your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
And welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. Your father has officially abandoned the family. Okay, yes. Just so you all know, your father has officially abandoned this family.
I've decided, you know, that I'm just, I have a new life. But even though I've abandoned everybody, we still wanted to keep the pod going.
Obviously,
that's what's most important. We met with our therapist and they said, is the pod going to keep going? And we said, yes. They said, that's what's most important. They can figure out a life on their own. And so I'm glad that we kind of just came together on that.
We're just going to keep doing this, family. If you are not tuned into the YouTube, well, guess what? Evan is currently, he's abandoned us because he is on Zoom. He is currently in Nashville.
Yes. In Nashville.
How is it in your new home?
You know what? Here's the thing. I didn't think about the fact that it's 90,000 degrees here and humid, and I'm not a huge fan of that.
So, hot?
Already starting off to a bad start. But
and where are
I'm
you
not
currently?
Up that quick on abandonment. I am in like Franklin area, if you're familiar with Nashville.
Okay.
And yeah, this heat is a different type of heat. It's the type of heat that makes you feel like you're wearing a sweater at all times, and also that you're kind of wet.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful wetness.
I meant more where you're, the location, because I just see...
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about the weather.
I meant more like the location
the weather,
couch. Where
the weather
are you?
Is one
what
of the most
doing?
Interesting things you can talk about.
You bring up the weather all the time.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm old, and I'm a dad.
That's true.
And old dads talk about two things, weather and lawns.
And golf, three.
And golf. And my
lawn is a disaster.
Because
you're also the host of a podcast, so you also talk about golf.
Golf, yes, correct.
Because host equals golf.
Where am I exactly? I'm in some sort of utility room where the Wi-Fi is good. That was what I prioritized, was the Wi-Fi. So nothing special going on here. Although, it's very Nashville. This is a utility room with a bunch of wires and cables, yet there is a bar cart full of booze. So I might tap into something halfway through this, but... And but where are you, sweetheart?
Oh, honey, I'm in our studio.
Beautiful.
But you haven't really abandoned us. You're currently in Nashville.
Just working.
Working with a musical artist. Mm-hmm. And yet you are so committed to the pod, to our craft, that you are Zooming in. It's very 2020 of us.
It is very 2020, and I don't miss it at all.
But do you want to know what I was doing before we hopped on Zoom?
Yeah. What were you doing?
I was with our daughter, and we were trying to figure out how to piece together her Halloween costume.
Okay.
Because it's August, which means it's Halloween costume time.
Yes. Yeah.
And you gotta get
a 2 month jump on it. Yeah.
Jump on it. And you already know what she wants to be for Halloween. But I would like the family to know this before it's
Has
posted.
Has there been an update?
It's still the same.
Okay.
If it's posted on Instagram, it may be, it may not be, because you know me and you know I'm the worst Instagram poster ever. Ember's request for Halloween this year is that she would like to be, drum roll please, a piece of cheese.
I mean, listen.
A piece of cheese. This is her original idea.
Not a cheesemonger, not a cheese head from Wisconsin. A literal
Honestly,
piece of cheese.
Not even a cheese board.
A not even charcuterie, which she is a huge fan of.
She wants to be a piece of cheese. Now, the drama that we're experiencing is where she's struggling as an artiste.
She's
trying to figure out what type of cheese she wants to be. She's like, am I going to be Swiss cheese? Am I going to be a nice brie? Am I going to be a Gouda? Because that's obviously going to change how we put together this costume.
Yeah.
So that's been
I feel like you have to go like a block of Swiss.
Yeah, you got to go Swiss or a piece,
you know what I mean?
A piece of Swiss cheese.
But if you go like, you know, kind of like a sheep's milk cheese, then you literally can just wear like white pants You know what I'm saying? Though,
I feel like Swiss is the obvious answer just for aesthetic.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find a nice just block of, you know, mouse looking
cheese. She's not 100% convinced to be a Swiss cheese because she doesn't really love Swiss cheese.
Right.
You know, that's not like her fromage of choice. Yeah. She tends to like, you know, like a semi-hard goat. And so that's where or a manchego perhaps.
Yeah.
That's where she lands more.
Yeah.
So that's
hard
where,
to translate that though.
Hard to translate
an Italian manchego.
I just want you to know, while you're gone, that's the drama that I'm currently dealing with, is breaking down the manchego of it all.
Well, so, the question is, if she's cheese, what are we? Are we two mice? Am I a charcuterie board and you are a grape? You know what I mean? Are we are we the backdrop to her cheese story?
I have a feeling that she is going to want to be the star of the show and that she'll want us to be something having nothing to do with fromage.
That's my guess.
Maybe
we're the mongers. It's a lot of explanation. We're going to have one of those costumes where everyone's like, what is it? And you're like, 1968, the author, you know what I mean? You start getting deep and you're like, oh, forget it. I don't care. This is not that interesting. But very much on brand for our daughter to be a piece of cheese.
That's what's going on. But we're not here to talk about cheese.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming. That was kind of the main thing we're dealing with.
We're not
right
here
now
to talk about cheese. We're not here to talk about the fact that Evan is not currently with me and that I miss you oh so desperado. But we are here to talk about the men tell all. And not just the men tell all. We're here to talk about the remainder of the fantasy suite episode that we saw during the men tell all.
Correct.
We're also here to continue to talk about the lore of Jesse Palmer, because that man hit the stage and that king got chanting. They were chanting Jesse's name. The men, the audience.
I don't know him as Jesse. I know him as Beetlejuice.
Evan, I was going to ask.
So for me,
notes, I was like, did you see the Beetlejuice Bachelor crossover? Everyone, if you did not see this, please look it up immediately. It is a Bachelor Beetlejuice crossover commercial that aired during the show. And we had our very own dear Rachel Recchia, who was in this commercial. And she was fabulous, by the way.
She actually did a really good job acting.
She
actually acted. It wasn't like, oh, I'm this person and I'm in a commercial and I'm kind of doing my thing. It was like legit acting. I was actually going,
she was
like
in her Lydia energy. Mm-hmm. She crushed it. She looked gorgeous. She was in the role. And it was actually I found it to be an entertaining, charming commercial.
It was good enough to where I wasn't really I wasn't like, oh, you know what I mean? I was kind of like, this is low key kind of good.
Yeah. And then at the very end, Jesse Palmer pops out.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he said?
It was just like, gotcha. You know, it was very Beetlejuice. I don't remember what it was, but do you remember what it was? It was like, ow. You know what I mean? It was, but the thing about
like,
him.
Hey there. And he was in, you guys, the full Beetlejuice costume. And it was one of the most jarring things.
But like, that's the thing is that like, she had kind of makeup that kind of worked and makeup and hair that kind of worked with the ad.
Yeah.
He literally had NFL hair and then just had a suit on. Like, do bad makeup on him. At least make it look kind of Beetlejuice-y.
He had no Beetlejuice makeup. He had, like you said, the NFL hair, but he had the Beetlejuice suit on and was just like, hey there.
Yeah, he wasn't smiling like Beetlejuice. He wasn't doing the like, no. He was just like, hi. Like, he was doing his NFL announcer smile. Like, listen, he is a man of many talents.
He's everywhere.
He's a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Acting,
it's not for him.
We're gonna let that one go.
Yeah, it's not for him. It's not in the cards. But you know what, like, let's be real, the lore that just got added to him,
I mean,
he is truly everything to me. I just never know where he's gonna pop up next. Kind of like Beetlejuice almost, I guess. That's kind of where
I wish they would have said Jesse instead of Beetlejuice though.
Oh, Evan.
You know what I mean? That would have played better.
That was it. You just nailed it. Wow. Creative director, is it you or Jonathan? That's the question.
That's the thing. But
speaking of Jonathan, can we talk about what went down between Jen and Devin and then moving into the rose ceremony?
Yes, please.
Okay. Before we do that, let's take a quick pause So listen, fam, it was the men tell all, and some of these men, their arguments were just, you know. Speaking of poop, we need to talk about our tushy bidets, baby. You know I can be a private person when it comes to talking about my private bathroom time, but you know I have to sing about tushy bidets from the rooftops because starting years ago, it changed our daily bathroom experience. Simply toilet paper, girl, not anymore, okay? It falls apart. It smears your poop around. My Tushy Bidet uses a precise stream of clean water to clean me right up. And wow, I feel so fresh after that, giving that clean pep in my step energy. And you too can have it. And for a limited time, get 10% off your first bidet order when you use code MOMDAD at HelloTushy.com.
Yeah, after we got our first Tushy Bidet, we immediately put one in our second bathroom because they are a game changer and I need them everywhere now. Tushy is attached to your existing toilet and it's easily connects to the same water source as your sink and shower. The install is actually so simple. Anyone can do it under 10 minutes. Make the restroom your best room with a complete Tushy system, including the Tushy Bidet attachment, ottoman, toilet brush, and Tushy stand and tissues.
And here's the gross truth of the matter, family. Wiping with toilet paper, like I said, it just smears the poop around and that spreads bacteria around, causing chronic infections down there like hemorrhoids, UTIs, yeast infections, and anal fissures. And as the past anal fissure queen, I can attest to this, okay? Thank God for my tushy. And also, having a tushy cuts down on your toilet paper use by 80%, saving money and your plumbing. No more clogging up toilets, okay? I love it so much. Stay shower fresh all summer long, all year long, and join the 2 million butts who already switched to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off your first bidet order when you use code MOMDAD at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code MOMDAD. That's HelloTushy.com, promo code MOMDAD. Okay, before we get into the men tell all of it all, because I have some things to say about, I mean, obviously we're going to be harping on the Sam situation. Yes. And the level to which our queen Jen came in. Jen crushed this episode.
You know what I liked about it was that she didn't pull the like, everything's cool. You know what I mean? Like, there's kind of this like, everything's cool now. You're off the show. No bad feelings. Like, we worked on it. Everything's fine. It was just, it was like this, listen, I'm good. But at the same time, like, I'm going to let people know where they messed up.
100%. She came in. She was honest. And not only that, she just like her energy. I feel like she, this men tell all, she was one of the best bachelorettes we've seen in that seat during the men tell all.
Like, very not,
not only she was holding the men accountable, she had some fun zingers. And then the conversation that she had with Jesse about being the first Asian American bachelorette, like all of this, she crushed it.
Yes.
I just have to give like major snaps to that, because I remember during after the final rose in, on a Joey season, when everyone was a little bit like, oh, she was being a little awkward on live television. I didn't feel that way. But everyone was like, you know, it's that initial thing. Wow, you can see. I mean, she is crushing the live television situation.
Very
now.
Confident.
Very confident.
Very confident. I lived. Yeah.
Okay. But let's talk about when Jesse gave us a little trickery where he's like, you're going to have to wait until next week to find out how the fantasy suite episode ended. And then it's just like, just kidding.
Yeah, I was hoping for a little bit better writing there. You know, something that was like maybe a pun or something. It was just literally like a just kidding. And I was like,
I think he, I kind of feel like he freeballed that.
Yeah.
I feel like he was feeling himself after the Jesse chant ripped through that audience. And I feel like he was kind of, he was freeballing. He was
playing
with
it. He's
like,
you guys are ready for this. There's going to be a Beetlejuice ad that's coming up. It's going to blow your socks off. I am hot and ready to go.
He was ready to go. Okay. So let's start from when we see Devin going into Jen's room.
Yeah.
Now, on our last episode where we talked about the fantasy suites, we went in hard on the fact that we believe that Jen has in some way, or I was saying Jen has in some way gotten the ick involving Devin, where I feel like she yes. does love Devin. I feel like she loves being with him, loves his presence. He's showering her with compliments, giving her everything that she's asking. But she, like you mentioned, doesn't have that raw passion yes. necessarily with him, which mm-hmm. might have, like I said, developed into a potential ick.
Yes.
But then we see where Devin comes into the room and he basically tells her, I've got some hard truths that I'm going to lay out for you.
Yes.
And he lets her know that he is really struggling,
yes.
that he's put himself out there. He's crazy about her. He's over the moon for her, but he's been picked second before in life and he's struggling and he needs this affirmation. And to his credit, I do have to say, I don't feel like he gave a full ultimatum. Like, it was hinted in the air. Like, I don't know if I can keep doing this if I don't know that you love me.
Yes.
But it wasn't a full-blown ultimatum.
Well, I feel like ultimatums have, like, a bad rap, right? Where it's like, it yeah. sounds like you're looking at someone and be like, you better love me or I'm gone. Or you better yeah. fix this. Or you better come home. Whatever. In this one, it was more like a, hey, I don't know if you're trying to play it safe. Yeah. I don't know if you're not telling anyone you don't love them and it's this whole thing, but like we've crossed the level of like, this is a show for me.
Yeah.
And just a competition. And like, I'm looking at this like I would if I was telling this person on the street that I love them and you're not really giving me a ton. You're giving yeah. me a lot of like totallys and yas and like that means a lot, but like I've crossed over into like the, I can't come back from this energy. So if I leave right now, I might be able to be okay. Mm-hmm. But if I stay, I'm gonna get crushed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, her response to this is, when he was saying this, she did have a look of like panic and sorrow sure. on her face.
Yes.
And her response to this is she starts crying and she's like, Devin, I'm so sorry. I am not as good with my words as you are. And I'm so sorry if I haven't validated you in those ways that have made you feel like I want you here. The idea of you not being here, of you leaving, of me not walking. She even made a comment of like, of me not being with you in the end is like devastating to yeah. me. And she was like struggling, like she was sad. The tears yes. were flowing. And again, like we've said before, Jen's cried. I think this is the second time, right. maybe third time on this season, which is normally we got a cry from our lead every episode. So, you know, goodbye, this is actually yeah. this is actually hitting her.
Yes.
And she does end up telling him that she grabs him and she goes, I love you, you idiot. And she starts kissing him. Yeah. Now, I want to know your opinion, because like I said on the last episode, we were like, she doesn't feel that raw passion for him and that's why she's questioning it. What yeah. were your thoughts overall with this? Like, do you still hold the same opinion? Is your yeah. opinion shifting? What's going on?
I think this is like, it's the classic head heart situation. Mm. I think that when she says, I love you, you idiot, it's charming and sweet.
Which is very rom-com.
It's very rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think it is that we're dealing with this. She is telling herself that because her ex was toxic and their relationship was toxic,
mm-hmm.
that I need something different.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel maybe as exciting, as passionate, as raw, mm-hmm. as I'm used to.
Yeah.
So it's like, I do have a lot of feelings for him. I do feel strongly for him. But I'm going to feel like, you know what, maybe this is love and I need to stop overthinking this and I need to stop looking for the same exact feelings I had for my ex in a new person. I love you because I think this is love and I do love you. I do love you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
totally.
It doesn't feel, because when you with like Marcus, for example, she didn't have any of this. It was yeah. like, she didn't even get I love you from him. She blurted it out. I love you. And mm-hmm. she knew before he even said, I don't love you, that she yeah. knew what she, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
for me, it's almost like she's trying on a new outfit and like a new style she's never worn. And like yeah. her friends are being like, you look amazing. And she's a little bit like, this is new. And I'm like, I do look amazing. I do. I should, this should look good. I like this. I yeah. like this. It's a little bit like, yeah. I should like this. I like this. That's the energy I'm feeling, is it's like, she's going, I don't think it'll get better than this. for what this is, but I'm missing that thing.
Yeah, you know, I think I feel similarly. I was warring watching this because obviously I had like strong feelings after the Fantasy Suite episode, but then watching this and seeing her so overcome by emotion and what she had said in the Fantasy Suite episode was like, I'm having to learn that, you know, you like to accept someone doing all these wonderful things for me.
Yes.
And that's not, you know, my go-to because of what I like, the way that men have treated me in the past.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, that like, I was putting that then together. Like you mentioned, she had said with Marcus right away, I love you. And that could be old habits,
sure.
Right? Like just 100%. That comes out because he's distancing himself and pulling away. But she was able to say that. So when she did say to Devin, you know, I'm so sorry, I'm not as good with my words, da 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 da, I was like, well, she did say, tell someone else she was in love with them. So she's not scared to necessarily say that. I wonder if she's scared to feel love that maybe feels consistent. Mm. And listen, I don't know Devin like that. So I'm not going to say that the way that he's going to love her is healthy or not. I'm
right.
Not sure. All I can gauge off of is what I've seen on the screen. And what I've seen on the screen is he has consistently, though I have my issues with him, he has consistently seemed like he's all in for Jen.
He's been consistently open and
yeah.
All in.
But I do still feel like I tend to sit in the camp of she absolutely does love him. And she does not want him to go. And she wants him to be around and be her partner. But there might be that either ick or that little piece missing that she is desiring for that raw, passionate connection.
Yes.
And the question will be, can that develop? Like, let's just say they do walk away together. Let's just say he's her final choice. Will that develop or will that be something that leaves them more in like a friend space?
I think if he's chosen,
mm-hmm.
My thought is that I don't think it would develop because of the circumstances. Living in different places, you know, media attention. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think you need to have like a lot of passion and a lot of fiery connection
to make something like
this
work.
In order to try and survive all that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Because this is not your normal situation.
But you would need to spend a lot of time together after the show.
Yeah.
Of like consistent time to kind of grow on each other. Mm-hmm. I don't think this would survive. And I think at the end of the day, if Devin wouldn't have been telling her he loves her so early on and all this, I don't think we'd be here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's him just, he was putting in so much energy that he was able to keep this going. But I do think that like without him doing all
like
this.
Like if he wasn't like showering her with all of the affirmation and confidence that he's all in.
Because I think to be honest with you, he's not her type.
Okay.
I think this is like a new thing.
I feel like she said that she's like into Pete Davidson's though. And he reminds her of Pete Davidson.
That,
maybe
I guess so. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
It just feels a little more automatic with some of the other guys, and this one feels like he's giving her everything that you would think she would want, but doesn't seem to be exactly the thing that's getting her engine revved.
I might be projecting because it does remind me of, you know, one of the guys that I was seeing when you and I broke up.
Yes.
And had our, you know, our time apart. Is there was this guy that I met, and I think I've talked about him on the podcast before, but he was he doesn't remind me of Devin, but he for me was someone that I was like, he was wonderful. I had the most fun with him. We had great conversations and he was over the moon about me. Like he wanted to marry my ass. You know, he was fully in and I loved being with him and being around him. But there was that missing attraction to a certain degree for me. And I really, really battled with it because I was like, I don't want to lose him. And the idea of losing him would make me cry.
Sure.
It would scare me just like how Jen was crying in that situation. And if I was in a situation like her where I'm on national television, having to have this, again, the pressure cooker situation, I would want that safety blanket there, because I was like, I know that we have something, but I am missing this thing. And ultimately, you know, for me, obviously, it was because I'm with you.
I mean, listen, it's one of those things where it's like, you go to a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? And then, God, I was waiting for something like that.
You're no longer, you know, then you're kind of like trying out some other spot and you're like, it's good.
Yeah.
But like, I'm used to Michelin star. Will I just never taste Michelin star again? And then the Michelin star showed up in your life again and you're like, I guess I'm a foodie.
Okay, Mr. Michelin star.
call her foodie.
But my point is maybe I'm projecting because I feel like that's what I'm seeing. Right. And so it feels to me like even if they do walk away together, even if they do end up getting engaged, it's, I guess there's always only two options. You either stay together or you break up. But I feel like those two stay together or break up options will be either she gets to a point where that is more developed, where the attraction grows in time. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's fully attracted to him and we're missing it. But I can't shake the feeling, or I just don't see it necessarily working out.
Yeah. I mean, my final thoughts on this are, you know, to me, what she said before, she said, I love you, idiot, said a lot of things, which was, she goes, I don't know how to be. And then she said, maybe I just can't be the person you need. And then goes, oh, I love you, idiot.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, wait a second. So it's almost like she was on the verge of breaking it off.
Huh.
And then just had a second thought and said, I love you.
Okay.
So for me, it was a little bit of like a panic save. I didn't get like the, I'm finally ready to tell you. It was like a, should I break it off? Should I not? No, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't notice that. I didn't notice when she said that.
Yeah, she said something to the effect of, like, I don't know if I can be the person.
I felt for her when she was like crying and emotional and saying, I'm sorry, I'm not as good with my words as you are. And maybe I haven't communicated this the right way. Right. I was feeling it because, you know, I feel like I'm decent with my words. I suppose I have to be if we have a podcast. Family, let me know. Am I shit with my words? Am I good with them? I'm not 100% confident.
I think you're great with words.
In a romantic situation, you know this about me.
Yeah.
I do struggle communicating sometimes how I intimately feel. So I was really, really resonating with that. And then add on top of that, that there's numerous people. So my feelings are all over the place. I would really struggle with that. So when she was having that moment where she was like, oh no, I feel so bad. I was putting myself in that situation feeling like, oh, I would be going through it with that too. Even if I really cared about somebody.
But I think if Marcus would have been like, I love you. It would have been like, Devin, I totally understand. Bye. But I think her feeling like, what do? I don't even know. You know what I mean? I think that put her
I think you nailed that on the head. And I do think when we saw the previews of the finale episode, where Marcus is once again being like, I know this is crazy, but I just need more time.
I know this is crazy, but I think I have a crush on you.
I think he literally said, I know this is crazy, but I'm struggling.
It's like,
I'm
bro, like, this news, is not crazy. This is week flash. 47 of you struggling.
47. But she put her head in her hands and she seemed over it, which makes me think that maybe she does reach a point of being like, I can't anymore. And Devin is the one who is giving me all the reassurance. Yeah. But like you said, I think if Marcus would be like, I love you, then it would be Marcus.
Over. Yeah.
Well, after that, they end up showing us the rose ceremony, which of course she gives the first rose to Devin to be like, it was a kind gesture. Yeah. It was like, I know we've been going through it. Here's the first rose. Yeah. I'm not going to make you wait. And then she gives the second rose to Marcus. Mm-hmm. The crowd gasps.
No, it was definitely like a what? The fuck
and
just
normally,
happened.
Normally, Evan, I go, oh, they're adding in that shit. Mm-hmm. They're making it sound. I think the crowd gasped.
Everyone's face was just like, what?
I gasped. I fell to the floor. After she gave the rose to Devin, I knew the rose was coming for Marcus. I knew she wasn't getting rid of him. And I was like, say it ain't so. Not Jonathan. Okay.
I mean,
and
it's
go ahead.
Yeah, it's making it so bizarre because you're kind of going, in some ways, Marcus and Sam have given you the same amount of like love. I mean,
no,
it's like both
Sam
guys are like,
more.
You're
Sam
great.
Told her, Sam
actually
told
said,
her
I love
he
you.
Was in love with her.
Yeah, so at least they panic said it. Marcus is like, you're pretty cool.
You're
and she's like willing to put everything on the line for this. It's wild. But when you have the thing, you know, I guess you have the raw connect. It blinds
well,
you.
I'm about to go on an absolute diatribe about Jonathan. Just you wait.
Yes.
But first, we got to take another quick pause. So some of these men were not slaying the men tell all, but you know what is slaying? My hair. Because I've been using Nutrafol for the last like 8 or 9 months. And when I tell you, I see and feel the difference. Not only is there less shedding and it's getting thicker, I had to actually get stronger hairbands, which was so exciting for me. It's also getting longer, which has been a huge challenge for me. You know, I've heard friends raving about Nutrafol for the last 2 years and I've seen the results for sure. But now I see and feel it on myself. Like I said, I've had this huge challenge of growing my hair. And now with Nutrafol, it is growing. It's getting longer. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Yeah, Nutrafol is physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. It supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. And listen, thinning hair is different for everyone, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow based on your biology, your life stage, and lifestyle factors.
I love how Nutrafol makes it personal to you. And here's the deal. Many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies. Well, Nutrafol clinically tests their formulations to ensure their efficacy. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. It's got free shipping and automated deliveries, ensuring that you'll never miss a day, and you can see results in 3 to 6 months. Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MOMDAD. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MOMDAD. Let's talk about my new Roman Empire, which is Jen and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Now, Jen, I apologize if you are currently with someone and you are happy and in love. What I want for you most, first and foremost, is for you to be happy and in love and everything just, you know, all daisies and rainbows. But Jonathan and Jen will continue to be my Roman Empire because she cuts Jonathan. They go off and are saying their goodbyes. And in these goodbyes, Jonathan is so lovely, so gracious, but of course, but also lets her know that the timing of this, and he takes full accountability, by the way. He's not like, wait, what? Please, like, no, da da da. He's like, I made an absolute mistake by being a slow burn, and I place that 100% on myself. And unfortunately, last night, I sat in a chair and everything hit me that I needed to hit me. And I realized I wanted you to be sitting right next to me for forever.
Yeah.
Like, you're my person and all these things. I'm absolutely dying hearing this.
Yes.
And then Jen says, you know, what's crazy is that we were friends first, and I've never had a relationship before where we were friends first.
Mm.
And that is what absolutely hit me in the gut, because, you know, obviously, with our relationship, Evan and I were friends first, family.
Yes.
And I feel very passionately about this. And I talk to a lot of my friends about it. You know, clearly, sometimes you're in situations where that can't happen. You meet the person and you fall in love, or time isn't allowing the friendship or whatever. But if you are able to kind of solidify a friendship first, I feel like it does so much for a long-term relationship, because you're like, I actually like this person without the romance or the strings needed. Like, I think I just it's the secret like sauce. This person.
Because you already saw them in action, right? If you meet someone just like, and then start dating them right away, it's like you're kind of learning about like who they are, if they're good, if they're a good person, do they have good habits, are they kind to other people?
Obviously in this situation, it was always they were dating.
Of course. But like, that's always the go-to. What's interesting is that I couldn't tell if that was more of a comment about the friend zone versus the good... You know what I'm saying? Almost like we started as friends and you never got out of the friend zone energy versus like, it was awesome that we were friends first. It was, it kind of hit me as like, I had other connections that were like hot and fiery because of that and because of our friendship.
Yeah.
It's like I never moved you past the friend zone almost. It kind of felt like that was a feeling.
I wondered that too, but then later on in the Men Tell All, when Jen ends up coming out, maybe again, because it's my Roman Empire and I'm reading into it, I swear, when he was talking to her, I saw sadness in her eyes. And I don't want that for her. I want her to be in love and happy, but like I swear I saw like this tinge in her eyes that was like looking at him, I felt love. And it could be my romantic novel seeping through, but he though ends up leaving. And then we have the hot seat with him. And in this hot seat, this man is just everything to me. I'm falling more and more in love with him. The way he talked about Jen, he was like the guy who was giving all the descriptors about Jen. And is interesting because, you know,
Sam was over there taking notes. He's like, oh, interesting. Okay,
Sam was just like, oh,
he's able to describe her in any way possible. Let me check this out. Okay.
Other than like, her name, you know, is Jen, Bachelorette.
This line.
5'4".
when Jonathan, because Jonathan's weird. He has an ability to say lines that most people couldn't say in regards to like, it would come across almost rehearsed.
Yeah.
Like he said shit like, last night I was walking on the beach.
Yes.
I saw two chairs and I thought, all I want is to be sitting in a chair overlooking the sunset with Jen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that sounds kind of like a Sam line, but everyone would be like, ugh.
It's because you can read genuineness.
That's what I'm saying.
Genuineness off of someone.
Genuination. And that's the thing is like, I feel like Jonathan is a romantic. He is smooth, but he's also like super genuine.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was a couple lines that Sam was writing down for sure to use later. Like for will hear about a girl that Sam like hit up and said, I was walking on the beach and there was two chairs.
You know what I'm saying? He's just ravenously writing these notes down. But when Jonathan was describing her, it was interesting to me because, you know, he had said to her before, I don't want to tell you I love you yet, because if you ask me why, I want to have a firm answer. And when he was sitting in that hot seat with Jesse during the Men Tell All, I was like, this man has an answer. He knows her. He was giving specific reasons about what is so amazing about Jen that wasn't just like stereotypical, you know, da 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 da. And what I also loved is that so they announced we're going to get him on the sand, which I'm so happy about. He's coming to paradise. You know, I feel like the women are going to be losing their minds. Mm-hmm. But he was happy, but he didn't then just, you could tell it wasn't like, oh, hell yeah, this is why I was here.
Yes.
He was still in this like grieving mode to a certain extent. And then when Jesse asked him, so you're going to see Jen for the first time, how do you feel?
Right.
Everyone ever has always been like, well, I'm a little bit nervous. Jonathan was like, I'm so excited to see her again.
Exactly. He said, I'm excited.
I'm so excited to see her
again.
And
that's the difference. That's the like, I love this person versus like, I'm sad that I missed out. Mm-hmm. It's like her presence is like her, just it's seeing joy. Her is a gift. I'm like, that is.
Evan, it's true love.
Listen, I know you love me, but you know. the sight of me is not, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
What are you talking about? Your Jonathan. Okay. But then to add to my Roman Empire, when Jen shows up in that gorgeous green dress and walks out, they pan to Jonathan and he has this organic reaction that's like, whoa, when he sees her. And then when she interacts with him and Jesse's like, Jen, you haven't seen Jonathan. And Jonathan immediately goes, by the way, this is number one on the dress list. So we have this moment of like, what's the dress list? This is a conversation you all have been having off camera, or, you know, that we didn't see. And Jonathan's like, well, we all know that Jen always looks stunning in all these outfits. So I had this dress list. And by the way, you know that the purple dress was number one and then the white one was number two. But now this one right now, this is number one. So it's purple second place and white third place. And I melted like a simp that you have never seen before. Like, that is what you call a true romantic novel, romantic movie line that is in real life, not rehearsed. They are having these conversations where Jonathan is like telling her how beautiful she looks in her outfits and is telling her which one I love. And the fact that, you know, whatever, 6 months later, since they've filmed this, he remembers, purple was number one, white was number two. I was a puddle, Evan. A puddle.
The guy should be studied. I mean, if you're a golden fedora guy, like, study
he's
him
your guy.
Because he is great. He is fantastic. To the point where, if I'm being honest with you, it made me go, man, if Grant drops out, like, we got a guy.
I love Grant. I'm
but now
so
that
excited
we've gotten to
Grant.
Know Jonathan so much, I'm like, whoa. Yeah. If we didn't have Grant, this would be a shoe-in.
No, Jonathan's amazing. Jonathan's someone, if, you know, I hope he finds love on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, again, I want Jen to be happy, so hope that she's happy somewhere and has found the love of her life, and maybe it's one of these guys, Devin or Marcus.
Yeah.
But I also have this deep desire in me that she shows up to the beach.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've always loved you. And I'm realizing it after I lost you. Mm. And then they end up together. And
well, the way
the
guy was
acting,
I feel like that's a possibility.
I know. That's the thing, is I could see him being on the sand and talking to other women and being like, they're great, but like still feeling like struggling. And I just, it's now my new obsession.
It was amazing. Let's just clap it up for Jonathan.
Yeah. Absolutely. Bravo, Jonathan.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's talk about these men.
Yes.
So we have the, you know, the men are introduced. We don't have all the guys, but we have a good handful of them. That's always an interesting choice to me, why some are there, some are not.
Yeah, four you're like, why? But whatever. Okay.
And then also like a few that you're like, they're not here.
Exactly.
Anyway, one moment I just have to make note of is we had a moment with Brett that was top 10 iconic where the franchise realized, it's like, oh, hello. We're again talking about, you know, the body diversity of it all. I'm like, the women are thirsting in his DMs. Mm-hmm. We loved Brett. He is a hot hottie. And when they were projecting on the screen the DMs he's been receiving since he got off the show, I was cracking up.
It was amazing.
You know, it was everything from like, you're a stud, you're so hot, to if you need comfort, I'll be there with open arms, open mouth, and open dot, dot, dot. Wild behavior.
Open mouth. Even it's just epic.
That's crazy. Open
Incredible.
Mouth. And he is so
he's
funny
like,
and charming too.
This is a Thursday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, because he was Thursday.
It's
and
not
he's
like
they,
2 a.m. Like,
he's
is like,
thank
like,
you
this
for
is
your kindness.
Break.
But he's funny.
He is funny.
Dude, he's like so charming. And then he's like, yeah, someone also hit me up and was like, do you do foot content? And he was like, no, not yet.
Yes.
He's charming. I hope we see him on the sand too.
I agree.
The people want him, ABC. So put him on the damn beach. And then we got, you know, the trailer of all the drama. The men had to view all of their drama and everyone, you know, getting the shots of all the different guys. By the way, I don't know if you had this on your end. I was watching the show with subtitles on. And at one point when Spencer spoke, you know how they'll put the names? It's like name, colon, whatever.
Yeah.
The subtitles kept calling him Kevin.
Oh, weird.
And it was making me laugh so hard because Spencer's so sweet. And he just seems like he'd be that guy that they always get his name
like,
wrong.
Kevin,
he's
come
like,
over here. And he's like, no,
and
whatever.
He's like,
I'll just be Kevin. Oh,
man.
He's the guy that like 4 years into his job. They like look at like a pay stub. And they're like, who's Spencer? I'm like, you? Your name's Kevin. Like, I just never corrected you 4 years ago. Like, oh, shit, man.
I just remember watching Hulu and being like, oh, man, they got my name wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin. Where did Kevin come from? Oh, it made me laugh so hard. But our first, like, hot spot, and we'll go over just the main hot spots, really. The first hot spot was the Aaron conversation. Yeah. So we have Aaron Erb, Noah's brother, who, by the way, Noah and Abigail are in the audience,
yes,
watching the roasting session of brother Aaron.
Yeah.
And he right away, like out the gate, he was like, well, you know, when I initially told Jen that there was someone that was essentially here for the wrong reasons, I thought she'd hear me out because, like, I'm more mature than some of these guys.
Yes.
Which already I'm like, Aaron, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's classic 101. You don't, like, tell people what you are. You know what I mean? Like, people who are the thing they are, they don't have to tell everyone. Other people tell them before you.
Sure.
When
but
you
also,
are going,
you know,
out of your way telling people you're mature, it's like, okay, just so you know, you're the least mature person. Got it.
But also, you know, leave it to the ITMs. You're going to say this in front of their faces.
Well, that's he's kind of nuts.
He's
because he's not saying this
talk about wild behavior. Talk about wild behavior. He's just like out here coming for the guys without even like a hesitation or a smirk or even like a here we go face. He's just coming for them.
I mean, even to the point where his own brother cooks him.
Kind of lived for that.
You know what I mean? Like, his own brother was like, yo, like, yeah, my brothers. He's like, we may be twins, but that's the only thing we share. You know what I mean? It was like, you're so weird and cringy that I'm embarrassed to call you my twin, was basically what he was saying when he was like, yeah, I might have not gone with the book. You know what I mean? That might have not been my thing. And Aaron had that like, well, you have your own opinions.
Which was kind of wild to me because obviously we've talked about how we looked up the book and the book doesn't exist. So right. Like production
gave
just, this
they
to
were
him.
Just, yeah, digging in.
I was so shocked that he was digging in, that he wasn't doing any kind of, you know, soft denial. I know he probably can't like outright say.
Yeah, because he even said, I've read this book many times. What he could have said back in the day was like, I want to get you this book. And they could have at least been like, hey, producer's been like, hey, here's a book. He could have at least had like plausible deniability where he's like, okay, I didn't read the book, but I know it's probably a good book about emotional maturity.
That's
here.
That's what I'm saying. He
but
could have
going,
said during
I've read
the mental
it many times. Like,
during
dude,
the mental
you're
hall,
crazy.
He goes, you know what? I didn't read the book, but you know, I thought maybe I should give it to him. Maybe they're just the acting is Oscar winning, but it really felt like the way he was saying it is he was like, yeah, you know, I didn't remember about my brother Noah getting the book from Bennett and I did end up giving it to him. I'm like, either he's an Oscar winning actor or this might be more true than I thought it was.
It would have been so much funnier if the show would have been honest about the fact that it was a fake show, a fake book.
I know.
And Ben Jesse would have been like, well, just as a heads up, we give you a fake book just to see what you would do.
But I'm just saying I wasn't even getting from him, like, obviously it was a fake book, but I wasn't even getting from him the like, oh, they made me do this. It
right.
felt like, no, I made an active choice and I didn't.
And, they made
and
it
I didn't
me.
Remember. I said, yeah. Give me a book to give to
give
this guy.
Give me a fake book and I'll give it to
which,
this guy.
By the way, dying that Bennett from Tayshia's season with Noah was just out here catching strays when Noah was like, yeah, you know, some 40-year-old dude from Harvard, which he is
hit
not.
Hit him with the 40?
Hit him with the 40.
Like, what?
Wild. Hit him with the 40s. Like, some 40-year-old dude from Harvard is giving me a book because he's from Harvard and I'm from Oklahoma, so obviously I'm not as smart as him. He was like, Bennett has been quiet and not been part of the franchise for a minute, and he's just out here in 2024 getting cooked randomly at a mental all.
Yeah, he double cooked. He cooked his own brother and Bennett all in one go. It was epic.
I mean, I'm all about it. I'm like, yeah. Noah, give it to us. Give it to us.
Yeah, he didn't hold back.
And then quickly, the fact that he, when he brought up what he said to Jen, going back to what he said to Jen, where there were the guys here who were essentially here for the wrong reasons. And the yeah. guys were like, say it. Who was it? Who were you talking about? And he's like, well, obviously Devin, but also Sam N, who's there in his leather jacket. God mm-hmm. bless. But also Sam N. And you know what? Spencer, too. And yes. poor Kevin, a.k.a. Spencer, was like, what are you talking about? And Aaron has the audacity to be like, I was once divorced. And when you talked about your cheating situation while you were engaged, I know that you're not healed. So obviously you're here for the wrong reasons. Nuts.
I mean, he's the worst case scenario. He's the worst guy to hang in the world.
I mean, he's the guy that your
friend is friends with. And you're just like, I don't think we can be friends with my friend anymore because that guy's around.
He's friends with Aaron.
Because he walks into the party and he's just like, you know, I was at a party in Monaco and the most mature people were there. And this is kind of fun for the normal person, but I'm a high society guy myself. Like, he's the worst.
I mean, honestly, sorry, shade, no shade. It was
sorry,
so brutal.
Aaron, you suck.
And he and the pearl necklace is still hanging on tight.
Yes.
The pearl necklace is still there.
Brutal.
Okay. We gotta get into some Sam conversations here.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
We gotta talk a little bit of Sam. Mm-hmm. But first we gotta take another quick pause. So fam, you might have heard me talking about Quora recently. Here's the deal. I've been using Quora products for probably 2 years now, and I switched to Quora because they are clean and effective period care products that I feel good about using. They do not have chlorine, fragrances, or dyes that some other period products have. If you haven't made the switch to Quora yet, now is the time. And you can actually find Quora wherever you shop, like Target, Amazon, or online at Quora.life. So I want to take a moment to talk with you specifically about Quora's pads and liners. I've actually become a big pad and liner girly again this last year, and Quora's pads and liners are made with a hypoallergenic, breathable, 100% organic cotton top sheet. They are whisper thin and soft, which was a game changer for me because I move seamlessly in them. I don't notice them other than that lovely softness. They are gentle on sensitive skin, made without chlorine, fragrances, or dyes. The beauty is that their pads and liners are thin and airy, but they are super absorbent, okay? I can be a leaky lady, and I have had no leaks with Quora. Quora's pads are designed with patented smart channels for up to 8 hours of leak protection, and it shows. And I have a variety for all of my needs, from liners for my lightest aids to extra long overnight pads when I need extra coverage. I genuinely love them so much. Only pads and liners I use, that's for sure. All their products, to be honest, are just incredible. Check out their website. They've got cups, tamps, tampons, all of it. Plus, Quora is dedicated to giving back. With every purchase, they provide period products and body education to people who might otherwise go without. I feel good about choosing Quora. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get a special 20% off, but only when you visit our exclusive URL, Quora.life/momdad, and use our promo code momdad. Such a good discount. That's Quora.life/momdad. Don't wait. Get 20% off with promo code momdad at Quora.life/momdad. Okay, to talk about Sam, but first we do have to address Sam N really quickly.
Yes.
Shout out to our guy, Sam. Yes. N showed up in the leather jacket, also had the jersey.
Yeah, he's playing the
game. He brought the jersey, leaning in. And I wish we had more moments with Sam N, to be quite honest. But, you know, I felt like he was very, like, sweet and gracious during the men tell all.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, you know, during the stripper date, I did jump the gun. I wanted to show Jen how much she meant to me. But, like, honestly, like, love isn't linear. And, you know, Devin said it the next day. Sam said it. Grant said it.
Yeah.
So he was just like.
At one point, he's like, you know, he said it 2 weeks later. It's like, yeah, but that's half the time.
Yeah. You're like, well, they also
the
had
whole
like one on
5 weeks.
Stuff.
So, yeah, by saying 2 weeks later is not really like, you know, but he's a very likable.
But he was,
you know,
a sweetheart.
Harmless
in it.
Sweetheart. Yes.
Yeah. He seemed like just an absolute sweetheart.
And this is the joke. He ran with it.
And he was being gracious even after Aaron threw some side comment at him where he was like, yes. Yeah, Sam N bothered me because, like, you know, Love Virgin should probably, like, you know, have a resume before you show up for the job. And I was like, unnecessary.
Wow. What a dick.
Rude. Like, rude. And Sam N, like, didn't even really react.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, I don't know. I felt like he was being a sweetheart.
Aaron is getting his pilot's license just so he can say he's a pilot. He doesn't actually care about flying. The second he gets the license, He's gonna stop flying. Yeah, it's
that's
just
why
like
he was available for the mental
kind of drop out on a day. Oh, sorry, I'm just a pilot.
Just dropping so on the sorry. Bar. Oh, yes. Oh, my bad, my bad.
No, oh, sorry, this thing.
Oh, gosh. But on to Sam M., yes. Which also includes some Thomas moments. Now, they let us know that Sam N. bothered them because they took issue with the way that Sam handled it. And they also bring up, Devin gets brought up. And they talk about how they took issue with the fact that, you know, Austin had no time.
Yeah.
And so they were being the knights in shining armor, the saviors with the magic
watch. This was mainly
watch.
Thomas, too. Who
this
about
was mainly
about
Thomas.
This thing was Thomas.
As we predicted, Sam M. was not, like, allying himself with Thomas.
No.
It wasn't like, oh, that's my guy, and standing up for him. He just, Sam, let me talk about Sam here.
Well, even well, real quick before you, even that was agreed. But like everyone even said, like, yeah, Thomas is just Sam's little minion. You know what I mean? Like that, like everything that we felt and said on our podcast was said during the mental all about Thomas. So it was very gratifying.
Very gratifying. But let me tell you about Sam.
Yeah.
Sam M. was an utter disappointment to me during this mental all. And I'll tell you why. Because he was just sitting there shaking in his boots. Mm-hmm. He was nodding along. I know. I was wrong. It's just how I love. I know. There was no combativeness. And what really just irked me about it was, you know, I understand when we have growth and change, when we see ourselves perhaps on television making these mistakes. But what we do know is that his friends and family and Sam have been so vocal on social media, and even after the men tell all, I looked up Sam's Instagram, and Sam posted a photo of like the cast of men from the men tell all and made some shady comment about some anonymous one of the men that said basically like, you're my buddy, but I'm gonna have to go in on you. So Sam M is out here being messy online and speaking his truth online, but in front of an audience, coward.
Back down.
Okay. And I'm
keep
like,
the main
you
thing,
are,
the main thing.
Keep the main thing, the main thing. I'm like, you are one of those people that behind the keyboard, you have a lot to say, but all of a sudden when you're in front of people who are about to hold you accountable, you're like, I know I shouldn't have done that, but I just love really, really hard in this way.
And guys like him do this thing where they like, they kind of, they make themselves a martyr for like the good cause of mankind.
Yes.
So they do this thing like where they messed up on television, and then instead of just being like, I'm an idiot, they go like, you know, lessons learned, you know, and that's the thing about being a man is that you don't always get it perfect. And when you mess it up, you stand up 10 toes down, you keep the main thing, the main thing, and you rise again. You know what I mean? So it's like you're finding a way to make an apology, like use being a hero.
He was giving so much. I'm going to be this way on television to one, potentially get a good Bachelor in Paradise edit when inevitably he shows up on the sand, and two, so that I can get more women when I'm out at the bar and they don't just see me as a villain.
I'm a humble guy.
I'm a humble guy who, you know, this show did me dirty, but I'm growing. You know what I mean? Like, you saw me on the men tell all, I was a humble guy. Like, that is what he is giving.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, it tickled me to like the tips of my toes when Jesse said, so did Sam really say keep the main thing a lot? And Dylan was like, oh my God, every day. And not just that, he said 10 toes down, authentic self, best foot forward. And all the men were saying it, which told me that we were talking about how, okay, obviously in the edit, they're inserting it a lot to make it seem a certain way. And it was like, actually, no, this man was out here with his catchphrases 24/7 that all the men on the cast knew that he has these like four catchphrases and says them over and over and over again.
Well, you could tell too that the guys were being well behaved on the show.
They really were.
Because like opposite of a shit talker on the show, Dylan came out of nowhere and was like, oh, this guy sucks. And everyone was like, oh, he sucks. You know what I mean? These guys blow. So it was funny how we all kind of thought like, well, yeah, they have beef with Devin.
Yes.
But like, I wonder how much it percolates in. And then you realize like once they're off the show and they can say whatever they want, they were all like, oh, these guys are the worst. It was very funny.
It was so funny. And Jeremy was out here kind of stealing the show.
Yeah, agreed.
it made me get why Jen was like, Jeremy's really funny.
Yeah.
Because he was throwing the zingers, and he, by the way, was also living for the audience approval.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yes, it was really good.
He, at one point, when Jesse said, Jeremy, do you think Sam M was keeping the main thing? And he's like, yeah, if the main thing was Devin.
Oh my gosh. It's the best dish you could have said, because that's the one thing that bothered him the most. It was perfect.
And then he comes out with the Mean Girls reference.
And he's like, and he's like describing the actresses.
Yeah. And he goes, have you ever seen Mean Girls? Lindsay Lohan's main character claims she hates Regina George, but never stops talking about Regina George. And I was like, a Mean Girl reference out here.
Incredible.
I mean, it was a 10.
Sam got cooked so hard, and Thomas did too.
And then so Sam then gets the hot seat, yeah. And that's when he was doing, I was like, he is tight and he is nervous.
Yeah.
And he then starts doing the whole, you know, I just felt really strong for her. I've never had to explain why I love someone. I got put on the spot. And then JP was like, do you really love her though, Sam? Like, let's be real. Do you really love her? Brian's out here being like, that's an F-boy move through and through.
Yes.
Your guy, Brian, your doppelganger, Brian, was just like, every girl's had a man who's an F-boy come in and throw out the random, I love you, to keep them holding on. And that's what it sounds like you were doing.
Everyone said
Even
what
Hakeem,
we were saying.
Who was like, I love you, but I got to hold you accountable.
Yeah, you suck, man. I love everyone. I don't hate anyone in the world. And you suck bad.
Yeah, Hakeem, with not a mean bone in his body, is like, I have to say that you suck.
But I got to bring up this, because this was my favorite thing of all time, was the
Tell me.
Dull comment explanation.
Unreal. Which, you know what? I won't lie. It makes sense to me. Like, I can kind of see how editing wise that might have.
Maybe. But I choose to believe he came up with that whole concept after, because he knew he'd be asked about it.
Yeah.
Because he says
that
this
was
shit.
Brutal.
He goes, yeah, sorry, the whole dull comment. Yeah, yeah.
So, by the way, Spencer brings up, he says that you called her dull on the way
out. Yeah,
what's
up with that? And he goes, what you guys don't realize is that by this time, me and Jen are able to communicate with our eyes, okay? We have...
Or our tails, like Avatar.
Yeah,
we
have
connect.
A secret eye connection. And when she broke up with me, I saw the life leave from her eyes for me. So that's what I was referring to, was her eyeball energy. Not me taking a shot on my way out. It was that her eye energy was lacking in luster. And that's what was dull. I refuse to believe that he was referring to her eyeballs when he got dumped on live television.
I was like, I can see how editing might do that, but editing might do that. But
her energy was dull. He didn't say, if he was about the eyes, he would have said her eyes were kind of like not connected with me anymore.
No, it's true. He did say her energy was dull.
Basically saying like, oh, she's boring anyways. That was like his diss on the way out.
Also, though, too, I'm not trying to be a Sam apologist over here. Oh, my gosh. What am I even saying? How dare I defend? But I'm like, I could see him, too, because he just doesn't seem like the sharpest tool in the shed and not really understanding what he's saying.
Oh, another thing was the Jeremy, Daisy, Maria moment.
Okay. I wanted to bring that up.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to, because I'm like, this was iconic.
That moment was everything to me. Because it was kind of a 1-2 punch. It was the one moment in the episode that I was like, I'll give it to Sam.
Yes.
That kind of was a slay when he said that, but then he got knocked down by Jeremy right away. So they bring up the fact, you know, that he had said that, well, I thought it was going to be Daisy and Maria. And then he looks at the guys and he says, if you all are sitting up here and you didn't think it was going to be Daisy or Maria, you're liars. And let's be real, he's right.
Because
the whole world thought that it was going to be Maria or Daisy.
Yes.
And Jen was an exciting surprise.
Uh-huh.
But we all thought it was going to be Daisy or Maria. So all those guys fucking up there, it's true. They all thought going in it was going to be one of the two
like
of them.
It was almost like the dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Dude, don't say that. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell everyone. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true, for a fact
he had a couple conversations in the mansion with a couple guys who were like, yeah, I mean, I did come here for Daisy.
For sure.
I did come here for Maria.
But even if he didn't, it's true. The world in general thought it was going to be one of those two women. So Jen, like I said, was an exciting surprise.
Yeah.
So when he did say that, I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it was.
He did get him on that.
A couple of the guys who had the conversations were like, tight. They're like, don't say my name.
A little bit. And he goes, but truthfully, which side note, he said so many times when he was 100% lying, he was like, truthfully,
yeah.
And he'd lie. He goes, episodes, truthfully, I told my parents I didn't see it working out with either Daisy or Maria. And then Jeremy's like, then why did you come?
I mean, he always does that. He always just takes it too far and then says some dumb shit.
And Ricky was out here, who was a night oneer.
Yeah.
And he was shooting some fire.
Yeah.
Like in the best way.
Yeah, Ricky was like, Thomas bad by being like, what else do you want Devin to do? Not talk to Jen? And Thomas is like, actually, we all decided. And then Ricky's like, in the real world, that's not how it works. Like you meet a girl at a bar and you're like, okay, everyone takes a turn, 3 minutes. This is not how life works.
But like when he said to Sam, you know, because Sam then was like, well, if she took it in the wrong way, I didn't mean the whole Daisy Maria thing disrespectfully. And Ricky was like, well, it was disrespectful. Some things you just don't say out loud and you shouldn't have said it.
It's great.
You shouldn't have said it.
Night but then JP's
a little bit like, by the way, I just want to let you know you did show humility. So thank you for coming up and you were. And I was like, JP, are you trying to give us a Sam M. Bachelor in Paradise arc already?
Mm.
Are you trying to give us this arc that you guys are going to shove down our throats during Bachelor in Paradise when inevitably...
He shows up
and, you know, Sydney and him fall in love or something. Oh. You know, I'm like, come on now.
That would be a dream.
Come on now. But I would also, I say we just go straight into the Jen cooking situation.
Love it. Yes, please.
But first, let's take one more quick pause. So I'll tell you what, fam, while watching certain parts of The Men Tell All, I was looking for something to chill me out. And then after something to help me get a restful night's sleep. And then after the next morning, looking for something to help me focus while I podcast, right? And I got it all through Viya. Viya is a company dedicated to harnessing the natural benefits of hemp to create high quality wellness products. From setting the mood in the bedroom to chilling out after a long day, Viya has something for you. With award-winning THC and THC-free gummies, if you are 21 plus, 21 and over, check out the link to Viya in our description and use the code MOMDAD to receive 15% off.
Ooh, I love Viya gummies. They have a lot of amazing options too. I personally love their Dreams gummy before sleeping and also their High Love gummy for some Jess and I time before bed.
Okay.
Viya is, what's cracking? Viya is sourced from the finest hemp for your peace of mind. It's lab tested and certified, formed and crafted with care in the United States, and it's affordable. Viya is also well renowned for their premium indoor THCA flower, soothing topicals and calming drops. Again, all crafted with the highest quality hemp sourced from trusted and independently owned American farms.
Something I love about Viya is that they have a dosage to encourage your comfort. So if you're not in the mood, no need to block off hours of the day for an unproductive high when you can experience the full spectrum of benefits from cannabis and hemp products with a microdose of THC to give you a little boost without compromising your responsibilities. They genuinely have it all, even zero THC products. I love their CBD line. I take Flow State before I work, Zen before bed, but they have everything from 0 milligrams to 100 milligrams of THC. So point is, these guys have you covered whatever you're looking for to microdose or enjoy more potent effects. And Viya legally ships to all 50 states in discreet packaging directly to your door with a worry-free guarantee. No medical card required. Trusted by over 500,000 happy customers for their wellness needs. Viya is the brand everyone's raving about. So again, if you are 21 plus, check out the link to Viya in our description and use the code MOMDAD to receive 15% off. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Again, check out the link to Viya in our description and use code MOMDAD. Enhance your day with Viya. Okay, so jumping forward to when Jen is on stage and is having a conversation with Sam. First side note, she starts by cooking Thomas.
Yeah, just like, you should have paid attention to me at all. I know you think you're being this hero, but like, I mean, it was weird just how obsessed he was with...
I know.
Like,
I think he just wanted to be...
time. It was so
wild. I think he
just
wanted to be Sam's best friend. I feel like I've convinced myself of this.
Yeah.
I think he probably looks back and regrets it, but you could still feel the energy from him that he was like, that was my one mistake, is that I didn't pull you instead of Devin. But I still feel like he stood by like the equity of time thing. I hope he comes to Paradise and he's just wearing a massive watch and is just walking around, or like, you know, some sand. What are those things called?
A timer.
Yeah, the sand timers. See, I hope he comes and shows up
with a referee's outfit. And he's just like, you've already said that. I don't know if I believe you. No more talking to her. Break up. Switch. It'd be really funny if they brought him up with like a whistle.
A whistle. And switch. But then Jen with Sam.
Oh my God.
She basically is like, yeah, you know, I connected with him first night. I felt like we were having a good conversation. Obviously, there was the physical connection. And then I started to realize that there were a lot of alarm bells going off. And I specifically noticed that when I came to the realization that we didn't talk, when she then looks at him and goes, hi, Sam, I hit the deck.
Yeah.
That was everything. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
And she says, I'm going to say, this is so iconic.
Oh my God. She patronizes
I'm
going to
say words. She's like, I'm going to say words you understand. So I'll keep the main thing the main thing.
Unbelievable.
Clearly, we're on different emotional and intellectual levels. I screamed.
Incredible.
Screamed. And she basically let him know. She's like, I'm not upset about that the connection didn't work out, that you weren't at a certain place, that our communication wasn't happening in the way that it was happening. What I was mad about is when I watched back and saw how you were huffing and puffing, puffing your chest around all these men. And what I realized is I was like, oh my God, we talked about this, that in front of Jen, Sam M was always like calm, cool, collected, just about their connection. So to her, it seemed probably like, well, I do have these red flags about Sam M, but he does stay out of the drama.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she watches this back and is like, he was the center of the drama the entire time. That had to be jarring.
Yeah, I bet that happens a lot too when you rewatch and you go, wait, this was the problem, or this was the nice guy or whatever. I thought this guy was an ass, but then he was like,
that
actually ended up being
wild.
The sweet guy. Yeah, it's really hard, right? You don't know how people are with their friends or in workplaces or anything, and they always present to you a different thing. So yeah, she absolutely cooked him with that. My favorite was the, oh, and then you went online after... with your family, no less, telling everyone that it was
cousins,
the edit, that it was like, you know, producers, this, that. And she goes, no, the man I saw there was the man everyone saw on screen. And it was like, Sam really got like, I think to the extent that like, I don't think we've ever seen someone part by part get called out for every single thing that you talk about on a podcast. Generally, it's like two or three things, and then we'll go on rants and rants and rants.
Yeah.
Everything that we said was like brought to attention, and it was just amazing to see like him not get away with anything.
And when they brought Jen out, it was just such an iconic moment because she didn't believe his bullshit on that stage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, JP was doing the whole, you clearly are humble now and you seem like you've grown. And Jen was like eye rolling and was like, very nice, Sam. Well, you can pretend to be all cutesy and demure and mindful on this stage, but what I know is what I've seen online, which he continued, by the way, right after the Men Tell All, what I've seen online this entire time. And, you know, by the way, I feel sorry for anyone who ends up with you
punch.
If you don't change.
That was like he was already knocked out and then she just like stomped on him. Like it was, you saw like the life leave his eyes at that moment. He was just like, oh, God.
I just lived for the fact that she was like, I'm not letting this slip.
I feel bad like, for anyone who is after me. It was an epic
KO. She just
KO.
Was like, you know that she was watching backstage just... eyes rolled completely back in her head, being like, I've been having to deal with this guy for the past 2 months online, claiming all this, that, and the other about me and the show. And your entire family is also doing the same thing. And now you're going to have the audacity to come on this stage and act like a demure deer and be like, I've learned and I'm so sorry and I've grown, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We're not going to play that game. Liar.
Epic. Epic. I love
this. It was incredible.
She just let him have it. Fantastic.
It was absolutely incredible. Props to Queen Jen. Okay. going back, backtracking here a bit, we talked about the Jonathan hot seat, which we had.
Yeah.
We then, of course, had a, they have to do an ad during the show.
Yes.
You know, and they did, by the way, though, they did the ad for The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah.
Which on Chatty Broads, we talked about this right. when this then drama was like popping broke. Off with Taylor Frankie Paul. I think Taylor Frankie Paul. Mm. And it's, I'm actually really excited about this. It's the Mom Talk influencers from like the Mormon community.
Yeah.
And they're wild. And the show, they got me.
Sure.
Normally with these show ads during this, I'm like eye rolls. I'm yeah. over it. But they got me. And how they double got me that I will be watching the show.
Talking about, yes.
The fact that they had Hakeem on the screen the entire time was hilarious.
Because what they normally do, right, is you know, when they're showing footage, they'll show contestants and their reactions. What was mm-hmm. hilarious was that his was the only reaction they shared, and they didn't cut to him. They cut it to him once, and for 3 minutes, and it was zooming in out of his
Twitch
face.
Stream.
It's almost like the camera broke, Twitch. And like they couldn't get off of it. It was just because it was hilarious. It was almost like they had an earpiece in, and they're like, yeah. "Go bigger, bigger, more,
bigger." Give
because
us
there
more.
Was times
give
when nothing was happening in the preview.
And
it
was like,
it was like the one of the husbands like walking the kid outside, and he's looking at his friends, just going like, "Are you kidding me?" Are you
They're like,
me?
Hakeem, you give us everything with your faceography, and we're going to need you to give us more.
But we need to start paying him just to like watch our podcast and then just like give him just be like, oh, did you hear what he said?
Stop.
He's a genius.
Hakeem. Our king.
He's incredible.
Which, okay, let's talk about Hakeem.
Oh, and yeah.
The second invite for Paradise is extended to Hakeem yeah. at the end of this episode where they make him get a spider put on him during the show.
A like, big, talk scary about, spider, too.
Like, talk about a fucking blood right. Like, the right of, like, you will not pass by the threshold from Bachelorette to Bachelor in Paradise if you do not let us put this massive-ass spider on your leg. That thing was insane.
The ass
now,
on
it
that
didn't
spider
freak me
was
out.
Mental.
The ass was crazy.
It was insane.
Wasn't as scary though to me as the spider in Australia though, because the spider in Australia was very Harry Potter coated.
Sure.
That thing was,
it's like a spider you've
like
never
it,
seen. You're like, what? I don't know. But tarantulas are generally,
like,
I think, pretty friendly.
It came out of the ground from like the Mummy movie a million yes. years ago.
Yeah. It was very okay? scary.
But he suffered through it to get his ticket, his golden yeah. ticket to Paradise.
And what I like about him too, is he didn't like try to be braver this time.
No.
He was even maybe more scared this time.
I think he was even more rattled.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, no. Okay. Let's talk about when we got the moment with our Bachelor Grant.
Yeah.
Dude. Our Bachelor Grant, who I loved how they started the Mentel All off with yeah. him talking to his mom.
Yeah.
That was top 10 adorable.
Yeah, it was very cute. Although, I do feel like it was a little staged, I'm being honest with you. Because it was like,
I mean, it probably
really,
was. I mean, the camera
honey,
was set up.
I'm so happy for you. It's like, there's no way that, that reaction was like, mom did an amazing job selling that.
No, I feel like I saw more of it. He had posted that video on Instagram like a week ago.
Yeah.
And I think it was longer because it felt, what he posted was like, definitely felt more organic. Like that was, like he set a camera up in his hotel room.
Oh, okay.
And let her know. And it was very sweet.
Because I just feel like if you would have asked more questions. Like when?
Sure.
Like that. But she was just like amazing.
But also, you know? have you met a mom before? I mean, my
That's
mom
true.
Wouldn't have one question.
That's true. That's very true. But very sweet nonetheless.
It was so sweet.
Over 10,000 submissions already.
By the way, new women. In 1 week, which means, you know, that they have like an archival group of people who are like on the rotation that they haven't used yet.
Of course.
Yet. They said 10,000 new
that's like,
women.
That's like American Idol shit.
I know. It's America's Got Talent.
That's crazy.
I told you.
10,000?
I told you. I was getting hit up by people who I haven't
that's
heard
half
from
an arena.
In years being like, so this guy Grant, do you have any connection to applying? I was like, no, I don't. But
yeah,
go
there hasn't
for
been
it.
A ton of 6'5 models who played basketball. You know what I mean? We're talking, this is a different level here.
And, you know, everybody, I want to talk a little more about Grant, but T, at one moment, Hakeem was like, Grant's been an amazing mentor to me and he's a man of God and he helped me find God.
Yeah.
And I right away wrote down, I'm like, Aunt Katie, Instagram free Aunt Katie. Ooh. He's a man of God. Aunt Katie, you know, she's a God fearing woman.
Yeah, she's cool God.
And here's the tea with Aunt Katie, everybody. So this is so wild. I'm so excited.
What if they would have been like, and he's an atheist and he helped me stop believing in God.
Reject the church.
He's like, and he's a Satanist. And for me, I just never gave Satan a chance. And
you know, he helped me deconstruct my beliefs in the church.
It's amazing. I don't know why that's so funny to me. No one ever praised the atheists, you know what I mean? And he is an atheist. And it's just so nice to strip this prison of belief that I have. But yes, all joking aside, okay,
but T, and I'm so excited to share this. Yeah. So everybody, so many of your fave Instagram-free Aunt Katie met Grant IRL. Like, yes. Organically. Organically, Instagram-free Katie was out and about and ran into him, and she was like, oh, he's super cute. And they start talking, and you know, I've been trying to convince Instagram-free Aunt Katie to go on Grant's season because Katie is, how do I put this? She is a harsh critic when it comes to men. She is a harsh critic.
The window to get in that house is a small window.
She loves all the girly pops, mm-hmm. and most of the men she does not.
Yeah.
And she was like, this guy is amazing.
Yes.
And I wanted to share this because what Katie's had said to me, what really stood out to her about Grant is that she said she doesn't watch the show.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know Jen or anything, but they started talking about what he'd been doing. And he was like, yeah, I was just on the Bachelorette. And she said the way that he spoke about the lead, again, she didn't know it was Jen, but she's like, the way he spoke about Jen was so respectful and lovely. And she was saying, I can imagine that in the circumstance with the show that you'd run into contestants who have, like, you know, a lot to say about, yes. the lead. And I can say that first and foremost, like, I've run into people who, you know, when you talk to them about their lead, it's a little bit like, oh, well, yeah. Sure. She's like, she ran into Grant organically. And she said, this man was like, yeah, you know, I felt so privileged to be on this season. She was an incredible woman and just spoke so highly of her. And she said, this man was so lovely, so respectful, so gorgeous. She was like singing his praises and she didn't know who he was or anything. And then when she heard that he had been on The Bachelorette, she came back to me and she's like, have you heard of Grant? And I was like, have I heard of Grant?
Yes.
And incredible. So, you know, I am begging her to try to get on this season. She's like, I got my work and I don't think I could take it off. And but I'm just like, girl, you got to show up.
That would be,
please,
amazing.
For the love of God. Because Katie was like, this man is a catch and a half. So I just had to share that tea that, you know, one of our closest besties has met him IRL and was like, he seems like an unbelievable man.
Lore confirmed.
But, you know, we had the moment with Grant where they had the full montage of him. And he was getting emotional and you saw like what this process meant to him. Jesse asks him what he's looking for. He says a kind soul, treats people well.
Yeah.
Beauty fades. And he's like, he's looking for a kind person. What's the preseason training? JP asks him, what is the preseason training to become the Bachelor look like to you? And the first thing this man says is develop more emotionally, like, or his emotional intelligence, yes. to develop that. Green flags across.
I wish they would have asked Sam that. Man, yeah, Grant. I mean, he said basically followed up by like 100 pushups a day. I loved
it. Yeah, like
it
joke, was, like as course, a joke.
It was fantastic.
He is just, yeah, and JP was just like, learn how to have a good lather. Get used to the shower scenes.
We're
going to
have
guy.
A lot of shower scenes.
Lots of shower scenes. But Grant just seems like the like genuinely the loveliest guy. Yeah. And he was so comfortable on live TV right out the gate.
Super. You know, yeah. He's
it
got.
It was awkward watching him.
I think he's going to be
all
great.
The men. Yeah. All the men were like, he's amazing. And then Jen later, when she came out, even said, she's like, he deserves it more than anyone. Mm-hmm. He's, and you could see that she meant that. And even afterwards, I was watching when the credits were rolling and he was like bopping around saying, and him and Jen had a moment, and he just, I don't know.
He's beloved.
I'm just like, I'm genuinely so excited because he just seems like such an unbelievable catch.
He's going to be hard to roast.
I know we're going to have to, you know, go what for I mean? The cast.
I'm going to have to really dig deep to find something, because it's not going to come easy. You know,
we
don't have our Zacks, you know what I mean, anymore, where they're just like, it's built in. You know what I mean? I'm a little sad about that, but we'll see. Maybe there'll be something we could find about him. But, you know, all signs are pointing to
it's not easy. We're going to have an entire cast.
Yeah,
we're going to have an entire cast.
There'll be plenty.
You know?
There'll be plenty.
Because I'll say, too, we had our last Bachelor, Joey, an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. And
not a ton to roast there.
But we had a great cast, you know,
we had a great, plenty of.
But
I'm
so excited. I'm so excited for Grant.
Very excited.
And I'm glad that they gave him a big moment during this episode, because he deserves every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jen joins. Like right. I said, she shows up just looking absolutely hot, 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 stunning in this dress. We talked about her with Jonathan and with Sam M. She had a sweet moment with Sam N. You know, she's like, she's like, I'm very proud that I was your first girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know your second girlfriend is out there somewhere that you can have that first kiss
with. It
was
very cute.
It was very cute. She was just extremely charming during this. Strong, charming. Like I said her and Jesse have that conversation, which was an amazing part of the episode, the conversation where they're talking about her being the first Asian American bachelorette, and how Jesse was like, I've heard you talk about how Asian Americans are often in supporting roles that we've seen in the culture. And she's like, yes, never the lead, and how much she's received so much support and love from the community, and specifically like the Vietnamese community, mm-hmm. to see the language, the food, like on screen, and how important that is. She also hit on the patriarchy, mm-hmm. and talking about how she wants to have that that's different in her life. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Like,
I
truly.
Mean, she was aces across the board.
Absolute aces across the board. And then we have a moment with Charity and Dotton, which I have to talk about, because number one, first and foremost, absolute snaps and claps to the gorgeous couple who
they
are still together.
They seem to be cruising.
Evan, they... From like the moments that I'm on the interwebs and on social media, these two look so in love.
Yeah.
Just like, and we saw it on screen. It was like from day one. It was like, these two are amazing. They're destined together.
Yeah, good people. I think that's also like, you know, you don't sense in them.
That's true.
You just don't sense in them. You sense in them their relationship above notoriety, success, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just a
absolutely,
you know, generally what happens, I feel like, is you see kind of this, people are being pulled apart into different ways because they're like, I want to bolster my career, my social status, whatever. Yep. You're not really fitting into that anymore. They just don't seem like very supportive of each other and like not super interested, you know what I mean? Like, they're capitalizing, but they're also like doing it in a way where, again, it's about them. And I feel super confident about them.
And also something I really have always noted, and I noted it too during this segment, is what I love about them is that, like, Charity's such an incredible woman, and Dotton, like, lets her shine.
Yes. Yes. He's super supportive.
As a confident, healthy masculine.
Yes.
Right? Opposite of toxic masculine. Healthy masculine. He, like, lets her take the lead and shine like she deserves to. And is like supportive as she's, you know, out there. And I that to me makes me emotional whenever I see them together, because it's just so beautiful.
Yes.
Because it's not something you see super often.
No.
And I just think it's so lovely.
No, they're going to go. But, I feel like they're going
to
make it.
But we hear that they're wedding planning, which I love to hear. Yeah. So the plans for the wedding are engaged. Mm-hmm. And they ended up going to Greece because if you'll remember the show, that was the gift that they gave them at the end.
Yes.
Is they're like, hey, go to Greece. So they end up going to Greece. And Jesse's like, how was it? And it's like, well, Dalton had the flu the entire time. So he was puking his brains out and they showed photos of it. So then Jesse goes, okay, well, we have a special announcement for you. We're sending you back to Greece.
Yay! You're like, how about a new place?
Dude. Love Greece. But like, if I was them, I'd be like, two things. Number one, can we go somewhere new? Yeah. Because we
kind of weird
just went to, there.
Like, it's almost like we had a 2-for-1 from Costco and we gave you the first one. And we couldn't figure out the second one, so you can have the other one.
It's like that, number one. Or number two, we just said we were planning a wedding. Can you cut us a fat check?
Yeah, how, like, about when we'll pay for your flowers or something? Trip, you know what I mean?
Can you cut us some money for the damn wedding?
We just got
wedding
back from Greece. Like, we
don't
want to
go back to Greece.
They're like, you can tell they're like, thanks.
No, they were like, thank you.
I guess we'll go back there on our honeymoon.
Don's like, I'm traumatized. I don't want to go back to Greece. It reminds me of being like, you know, hugging the toilet the entire time.
Gosh.
That just like made me laugh so hard. And then we get the bloopers. And side note, best bloopers I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Normally when the blooper segment comes out, I'm like, yawn.
Right.
We're trying. The bloopers were actually funny. And in these bloopers, what we found out is that Jen is the queen of the nickname.
Yes.
We hear her say D-Dog.
Yes.
And Devin goes, you're going to say that on camera?
Like, are you sure?
And then we see her saying John Boy, J Boy, Thon Boy. And then she's like, my little medium king. Where did you go?
Just a caught a stray shot there. My medium king.
And then when she's saying Jer Bear over and over again, Marcus is laughing at it, obviously. He's like, oh, Jer Bear. And then when Jeremy is like, yeah, today was Jen and Jer Bear day, and a random guy vomits in the background.
Yeah, what was that? Like a guy walking by?
It literally was like, oh, they're in like a random alleyway.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's Jen and Jer Bear day. And then some guy just pukes.
You heard it too. It was like, you're like, oh my God. So random.
So Jen loves a nickname. And I'd like to say, Jen, I don't know if you know us, but if you don't mind sending us nicknames, that would mean everything to me. I would love a Jen nickname.
You know, I've gotten a new one. Well, not new. It's not new. I mean, I've had it before, but it's been happening a lot organically.
Which is what?
E-Dog.
E-Dog?
E-Dog.
Interesting.
Even with multiple artists I've been working with now, new, I've been getting E-Dog. Hey, E-Dog, can you help me with this?
Just
the other
like
day
without
I golfed.
Even, like without even asking your permission, they're just like E-Dog?
E-Dog. And the other day I was golfing with some guys who I was kind of like new with.
Yeah.
And E-Dog took off. You're up, E-Dog.
What? That's wild.
Isn't that funny?
It's wild to me to give someone a nickname when you barely know them. E-Bunny?
E-Money. E-Money and E-Dog. So, I mean, I feel like if I was around Jen, she might have come up with something similar.
I like E-Bunny better. I'm going to call you E-Bunny.
No. We're not doing that one. Ember can call me that. That's
E-Bunny.
Fine. Yeah, no.
No, Ember calls you Dad.
That's true.
E-Bunny.
That's true, Evan. That is funny, though. We're just side note when kids do that to their parents, because like I've seen that. Like, we're just like 8-year-olds.
Oh,
and be
yeah,
like,
a lot
Jeff
of kids.
And you're like, that is
apparently
so
I went through a phase
funny
where I called my parents by their first names.
Yeah, just like, no, his name's Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
I guess Ember never really did
so
that.
That's so funny to me.
Sometimes she looks at me and she'll like say my name and like laugh. And
yeah, like, just kind of like, that
funny
feels weird
to say like Jess or Jessica.
Yeah.
But the bloopers, yeah, the rest of them were hilarious. Jonathan farting during the rose ceremony
crazy
was wild behavior.
That was crazy, just to rip a huge
he
fart.
He ripped it. Absolutely ripped it.
He's like, you know me. It wouldn't be a rose ceremony without me farting or something. He said something like that. It was like, oh, it's like a normal thing.
What? And it was like the final four too. It was like a very serious rose
ceremony.
What if he
farted while he was like getting put in the car?
Maybe that's why she sent him home.
Too farty. Yeah.
Maybe he was super farty and it was just not for her.
She's just like, I'm not a big fart person.
She's like, I like a constipated king.
Yeah, I want you to keep it in.
Well, then they show the Hakeem of it all, mm-hmm. offer him the role in Paradise, and then we get the final preview. And I wanted to make note of when JP said, coming up next, the final preview of Jen's Bachelorette season. Maybe I was reading into it, but I felt like she almost practically like rolled her eyes in like a, I'm not ha-, like she, not like eye roll, but she looked very not into it.
Mm.
Which to me screams,
like she's not
it
happy
doesn't
about,
go well,
yeah.
or it hasn't gone well.
Right.
I was not getting the energy from her of I'm super happy with what happened
with where
or
are.
Where I'm at now.
Yes. Which would be either, right? I mean, if you didn't, if you weren't happy with how it ended or how it went,
or
you probably wouldn't be happy with how you are now. So,
or it ended great and, you know, it's been 6 months later and it didn't go well.
All signs point to not great.
She wasn't
have a
like
glowing face. You know what
she
I mean?
She wasn't trying to hide a smile.
No.
It didn't seem like to me.
No.
It looked like
it
she was
like
trying to.
I can't wait to see. It was like,
it
yep.
looked like she was trying to hide
her disappointment. Yes.
An irritation for whatever's gone down.
100%.
But next week's preview, we're going to get a 3-hour finale.
Woo.
With the live show. But then also we hear, you know, her brother saying that he's definitely not going to give Devin the blessing.
Holy shit. I feel like that's a like Franken bit.
It might be.
I feel like that's maybe him talking to Marcus being like, you know, are you serious about this? I don't think I could give it to you until you're serious. That'd be crazy though if Devin was just like, yeah, like I love her so much. Will you give me a blessing? He's like, absolutely not.
I kind of hope that we
that'd
get
be,
this family, the family tea.
He's like, no, I don't like the way you.
We
your face
see
is.
Mom being like, so you're not ready for an engagement.
Right, right. Well,
so,
and you know, she even spoke about
or fam,
the traditionality of her mom, and her mom's like, I wouldn't prefer you even did any of this. So it'll be an interesting environment for these men to come into.
If mom already is like not necessarily super into this, and then all of a sudden like a Marcus walks in and
crowd.
Is like, I don't think I can commit to your daughter, I'd be like, hell no.
Right, right.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. Great episode,
we shall
though.
See.
A lot
Such
of
a good episode.
Vindication, a lot of getting called out in the way that we would hope.
It was a great men tell all. I'm absolutely devastated about Jonathan, but you know, it is what it is. Maybe we'll see them reunite in Paradise.
Yeah.
But family, please tune in. So Bachelor 3-hour finale airs on Tuesday this coming week, which means that our episode will be coming out on Thursday, which is an unusual time for
right.
us. But check us out. Finale recap on Thursday this coming week. We love you all. Thank you, my king, for doing a remote setup with
Thank
me
you, family,
while you're getting
for
your,
letting
your
me
biz
join
done.
You from the far land of Nashville. Yeehaw!
You
know, I've been saying y'all a little bit in text messages now.
Oh,
have you
my.
Noticed that? I said, how y'all doing?
Didn't Very excited you know, didn't for that.
I've been dropping some y'alls in an email every once in a while. No big deal, y'all.
Well,
anyway,
hope y'all
yeehaw.
Have a good weekend.
Hope y'all have a great weekend.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon now, y'all. Mwah. Bye.